This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The family of 25-year-old Ricky Olds, killed in the Boulder shooting, is sharing her story. CPR's Natalia Navarro has more.
See you Thursday. That's the last thing Robert Olds, Ricky's uncle, heard from her in their last conversation. Ricky Olds was supposed to visit tomorrow to celebrate her grandmother's birthday.
When Ricky showed up at the house, we never knew what color her hair was going to be. We never knew what new tattoo she may have. But Ricky lived life on her own terms. Ricky was kind of the light of our family.
Ricky Olds was the front-end manager at the King Supers on Table Mesa Drive. She's remembered by loved ones as a loyal friend and a joy to be around. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
Colorado Springs residents affected by the pandemic financially can apply for rental assistance, KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The city has $14 million available from the latest federal Coronavirus Relief Act. It'll go to providing emergency help for people who have lost work or income due to COVID-19. The funds will help qualifying people pay past due, current, and future rent, plus utility costs. People with eviction notices or who have been unemployed more than 90 days will be prioritized. Applications are online through the State Division of Housing. The funds are in place to aid people when the CDC's eviction moratorium is expected to end next week. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
A new bus service will connect Northwest Colorado and Denver. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
The Colorado Department of Transportation actually started the route at the beginning of the year and partnered with Greyhound to get it up and running. But now passengers will use those distinctive black and teal buses from CDOT's Busting Outrider service. Some of the major stops include Steamboat Springs, Kremling, and Granby. CDOT says it hopes to start 3 additional Outrider bus routes this year between Telluride and Grand Junction, Greeley and Denver, and Trinidad and Pueblo. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver and Pueblo will be partly cloudy tonight. Colorado Springs has a chance of snow showers. Grand Junction increasing clouds, and Vail has a chance of snow showers. You're listening to CPR News.